Masechta Bechiras, the Mishnah, Daf Nun Aleph. The Mishnah says even though Shava Kesef can be used to be Paida Bechor Adam, but you can't use Avadim, Shtaras, or Karkois. If a father set aside 5 Slayim to be Paida, his son, but it got lost before he gave it to the Kain, he must set aside a different 5 Slayim. The Rama, Yeradeya, Simin Shinhei, at the end of Sif Yud, writes in the name of the Rivash that a father must perform the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen by himself, and he's not supposed to do it through a shliach. The Gemara. Our Mishnah is not like Rebbe, who holds that you can use anything to be paida b'chor adam except shtaras. And the Mishnah was memayit avadim and karkais as well. The Gemara says we certainly can't use a shtar for Pidyon HaBen, since then people will think a shtar is good for Pidyon in general, which it isn't. If the father put the 5 slime in front of 10 kohanim, to let them decide who gets it, and then the father leaves, then he is yaitza the mitzvah. If a kohen gets money and then decides he doesn't want to keep it, but he's going to give back this pidyon to the father, then the father is also yaitza the mitzvah. In fact, Reb Tarfon, who was a kohen, used to always give the money back. But a Yisrael should not hint that he wants the money back. The Mishnah. A bechor is entitled to pishnayim, a double portion of Yerusha, if he's the oldest born son of the father. But he doesn't get pishnayim from the properties of the mother. And the double chelek from the father doesn't come from the shvach, the value that the land went up after the father died. It also can't come from ro'i. This is property that the father does not have b'shas mitza. The same limitations apply to a woman who collects her ksuba. No shvach and no ro'i. The Gemara. A bechor only gets pishnayim from the father's property and not the mother's, since the pasuk in Devarim Chafalov says, Kihu reishis aine. The bechor is the first of the father's strength, not the mother's strength, i.e. not the mother's strength. The next Mishnah. Normally, property is returned to its original owner in Yovel. But in these cases, the property does not go back to the original owner in Yovel. Number one, if someone gets property as part of a chelek bechor. Number two, if someone yarshins his wife. Number three, if he's miyabem, his dead brother's wife. And number four, if he redeems a gift. The Chacham say a gift is like a sale, and it does go back in Yovel. Rabbi Elazar says in all cases, even the cases we mentioned in the Mishnah, it does go back in Yovel. Gemara. Rav Asi said, Achim Shachalku, brothers who divide up Yerusha, it's as if they bought it. Achim Shachalku lekuchaisem. So they must return it in Yovel and redivide it. If someone sells his kever, or place of eulogy, the B'nai Mishpacha can bury him bal karchai, against the will of the buyer, to protect the family from disgrace. This marks the end of this parak. Daf Nun Gimel, Parak Tes, Meiser Behema, the Mishnah. The din of Meiser Behema applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. It applies when there was a Beis HaMikdash and when there wasn't, but only by Chulin animals, not by Hekdash animals. It also applies by both Bakar and Sain, and some can be Meisered together. In some cases we can Meiser animals together, and sometimes we have to Meiser them separately. Gemara. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva, who probably holds that Meiser Behema does not apply with Behemas Chutz Laretz. Even though the Mishnah says Meiser Behema is Noyig outside of the Migdash, but it's not Noyig today. Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter to inflict a mum in a vlad before it's born, so it ends up as a balmum. The Gemara says we try to not create a mass number of Behemas Balimumen, because we expect that Bimheira Yibana Beis HaMikdash, that very soon it's very possible that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. And if we passel all these animals and create a lot of Balei Mumin, we don't want to be left with a situation where there are no animals which are roi for a carbon. Just like Chatzei Mizbeach, Kedusha, which is considered a Kedusha Chamura, cannot be Chal on Kotche Bedek Habayis, which is a Kedusha Kala, so too a Kedusha Kala, for example Meiser, cannot be Chal on Kotchim Kalan. Finally, one cannot take off Truma, or Maisris, from one type to a different type of min. If it's done b'di'evad, then it's not chal. Daf Nun Dalet. Just like mina araisa, two minim, you can't give maiser from them together, so too mina rabbanan. The Mishnah, in Trumas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, says that one may not separate truma from one variety of produce for another. It's brought in Kuntras al-Daf, for example. If one has wine and oil, he must designate some wine as truma for the rest of the wine, and some oil as truma for the rest of the oil. He may not designate a double portion of wine for both. The Gemara cites a source for this halacha with regard to grain, olive oil, and wine. The Gemara asks, where is the source that other types of produce cannot be designated as truma mimin al she'en amina, from one variety to another, or answer that the obligation to separate maaser and truma from produce other than yayin tirai shvi yitzar is made rabbanan. Rashi explains that as a general rule, called the tikkun rabbanan ke'en daraisa tikkun, when the rabbanan enacted an ordinance which imitates the Torah law, it's considered very chal. The Torah does not permit dagon, tiraish, and yitzar to be given mimin al she'en amina. The rabbanan likewise do not permit truma or other types of produce to be given mimin al she'en amina. Tosfos notes that it is evident from this gemara that min ha'tayra only dagon, tiraish, and yitzar are subject to the laws of truma and maaser, but other types of produce are only subject to truma mid rabbanan. This is also the position taken by the Ravid and many other Rishonim as well. The Rambam, however, in Hilchos Trumas, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, based on other sources discussed by Tosfos, rules that the obligation to designate Truma and Maaser from all tree-grown produce is min ha'Torah. The Rambam agrees, however, that vegetables that grow from the ground are not subject to Truma and Maaser min ha'Torah. Continuing in the Gemara, in the Pasuk of Reishisam, in Bamidbar Yudches, we learn that you must give Maaser separately from each min, as we mentioned before. Next Mishnah. Maaser Behema is mitztaref to have 10. So therefore you could take off one from it, as long as all the animals are within the sight of the shepherd, an area of 16 milim. Remeir says, if we have 5 on one side of the Yarden and 5 on the other, then they are not mitztaref, and therefore there's no chiv to take off Maaser. Gemara. The shear of 16 mil is due to the fact that that's as far as a shepherd can see. Dafnunei. The Yarden can create a hefsik regarding the starfus of 5 plus 5 to get 10 for counting Maaser. But that's only if there's no bridge. If, however, there's a bridge across the Yarden, then the 5 plus 5 is mitzdarif. The Yarden is only considered to be the part from Yerichai and below. Above Yerichai, it doesn't have chashivas, since it mixes with other bodies of water. Why is this river called the Yarden? This is, of course, the same Yarden which exists in Eretz Yisrael right now. But why was it called that? Our answer is it descends from a place called Dun. Yarad Midun. Comes down from Dun. The Gemara says the original river by Gan Eden is the Nahar Peras, the Euphrates. The true name of the Nahar Peras is Yuval. And the Eitz Chaim was there. Why was it called Peras? Our answer is since its waters increase naturally. And if it increases, it's a siman that there is rain in Eretz Yisrael. The father of Shmuel, in Tishrei, he used to allow his daughters to be tevil in the river, but he did not allow them to be tevil in the river during Nisan. He didn't allow it in Nisan, since after the winter rains, the river contains rive of rainwater and less of natural flowing water. Most of the river could potentially be rainwater. Rainwater, by the way, can only be used to be metayer if it is standing still. Like we know today, we have a mikveh, and the water is standing still. Even though it's rainwater, as long as it's standing still, it can be matar. But if it's moving water, then it cannot be matar. Rainwater, al pi halacha, is only kosher if it's considered ba'ashbayrin, if it's in a stationary situation. That's why, for example, if a mikveh has a crack in one of its walls, the mikveh is pasul. Some of the water, even if it's only a little bit of water, some of the water in the mikveh is moving. It's a zeichelin. But spring water can either be matar when it's stationary or when it's moving. So you have to be careful if you have water, which is rainwater. Rainwater only works in a mikveh if it's standing still. That's why he didn't allow them to be tevil in the mikveh during Nisan. Because during Nisan, the river, which is moving, of course, and it's flowing, is probably mostly rainwater. And rainwater, which is flowing, cannot be matar. However, in Tishrei, he did allow his daughters to be tevil, since it was after the dry season. After the dry season, roiv of the moving water was natural spring water. Natural spring water is good either if it's moving or if it's stationary. Therefore, it's kashal tefillah. But in that time of year, even then, he was machmer that they had to stand on mats, so mud at the bottom would not be a chatzitza for their feet. The Mishnah. An animal bought or received as a gift, there is no chiyav to give maaser behema. Gemara, this is because of the pasuk in Shmais Chaf Beis, Bechor banecha titein li. If a person purchases animals that are in a state of uber, then when it's born, you do have to take off maaser. Esnan that was given to a zayna, or payment that was given to a zayna, is pasul for a carbon. But if you take back the animal, then it does have a chiyav of maaser. The Mishnah. When brothers received a yerusha from their father and became shutfin, wherever there is a chiyav of kelbain, an extra half a shekel for karbanas tzibur, So then they're putter from Meiser Behema, since they're considered a shutfin. Animals from the estate, which they received before their father died, does have a chiyuv of Meiser Sheni. Gemara. Sometimes there is a chiyuv of both Meiser and Kelbein, and sometimes there is a patur for both. Daf Nun Zayin. Rabbi Yochanan goes l'shitasai, and all over Shas he holds Ein Breira. An animal which was exchanged for a dog is possible for a carbon due to the din of Mechir Kelef. The next Mishnah. All types of animals are miserable except Kalayim, crossbreeding, a Trefa, a Yetzadaifin, animal born through a Caesarean, Mechusar Zman, it's less than 8 days old, Yasim, or its mother died. Rabbi Yeshua says, if the skin of the mother is intact, the child is not called a Yasim. Gemara. If an animal was nirva with a human, set aside for avodah zarah, was used as payment for a zayna, or a mechir kelev exchanged for a dog, or if it was a tumtum, which is a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva, or an adragonus, which is both zachar and nekeva, the animals are still miserable. Reb Shimon said tumtum and adragonus are not miserable. Anytime the Torah uses the term hashchasa, it's referring to either erva or avodah zarah. Romaine lettuce has 60 times 10,000 layers, just like the stomach of an animal. Mar says one time the egg of a large bird fell and swamped 60 cities and broke 300 cedar trees. The Mishnah. There are three times of the year that animals are misered. Number one, 15 days before Pesach. Number two, 15 days before Shavuos. And number three, 15 days before Sukkot. This is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Ben Azai says the first time is Chavtes Adar. The second time is Aleph Sivan, and the third time is Chav Tes Av. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon says the first time is Aleph Nisan, the second time Aleph Sivan, and the third time Chav Tes Elul. The Mishnah also says that it's also to take off Meiser on Yontif, and if five animals are born before Rosh Hashanah and five are born after, they're not mitzdarif together for the 10 for Meiser. Gemara. Why are there three different times of the year for Meiser? To account for different times of the year, which is necessary. And we do them all before the Shalesh Regalim, so there'll be a lot of animals for the Yamim Taivim in the Beis HaMikdash. Daf Nun Ches. The rule is, Shailin V'darshin V'Hilchas HaPesach, Kaidim HaPesach, Lamed Yom. We learn the halachas, we begin learning the halachas of Pesach, beginning 30 days before Pesach. It's a machlekes if Adar is always Chaser, 29 days, or if it is sometimes Mole, sometimes 30 days, and sometimes Chaser, sometimes 29 days. The Mishnah. How is Meiser taken off? Mishnah says we put the animals into a deer, into a corral, and we create a thin exit, small enough that only one animal could possibly go through it at the same time. And we count with a stick. Animal number one, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and so on. And when he counts Yud, the 10th one, he puts a little bit of red paint on it, and says, Hareza Meiser. If he had 100 animals and he picked 10 out at random, this is not called Meiser. If one of the animals, which was not Meiser, it was counted and it was not Meiser, and then it jumped back into the corral, then all the animals in the corral become Potter. But if one of the animals, which was the Meiser animal, in other words, it was the 10th animal, it left the corral and it was counted as number 10, which means it's now designated as Meiser, and now that animal jumped back into the corral, then all the animals inside are Suffolk, so all are Yiru Ad Shei Stavu. You have to wait until they get a Mum, and then after the animal gets a Mum, the Balabais can eat this Balmu. Gemara. Just like Truma Gedayla can be taken via Machshava, through thought, through thinking, so too with Trumas Meiser. Gemara learns this from the Pasuk of V'nechshav Lachem Trumaschem, that Truma and Trumas Meiser can be designated by Machshava with thought. Kudras Aladaf brings Rashi, who gives two explanations for this. Number one, the Mishnah in Demai Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, says that one can drink from a barrel of Tevel, from the wine which is Tevel, wine Tevel, if he says, the two Lugin to be specified later on should be Truma now, Breira. Since the Truma wine is not designated until later, the Gemara classifies it as separating Truma and Machshava. Rashi also says that one who has a basket of Tevel can in his mind designate the produce in one corner of the basket as Truma, and him eat the remaining produce. This is called separating Truma and Machshava, since the Truma designation is not done verbally. Taisvis here, the long Taisvis, Divya Maschem Machshava, notes that Rashi seems to be undecided as to whether Hafrashas Truma requires verbalization. Rashi, in a second pshat, assumes that one can designate Truma in his mind, whereas in the first pshat, Rashi seems to assume that Hafrashas Truma requires verbalization. He therefore suggests an alternate understanding of Truma in Les B'machshava. Taisus adduces proof that Hafrashas Truma does not require Dibur in the first Mishnah in Trumas. The Mishnah says that L'chatchila, an Ilaim, someone who is mute but who is not deaf, should not perform Hafrashas Truma. But Pitti Evid, if he did, his act of Hafrashas Truma is valid. But Taisefta explains that although a mute is mentally competent to perform Hafrashas Truma, he should not do so L'chatchila because he cannot recite the Bracha. However, if he did, his Hafrashas Truma is valid because the omission of the Bracha does not invalidate the act of Hafrashas Truma. Al-Adaf also brings the Chavis Yar, which is brought in the Shalos in Shuvas, Rabbi Akiva Eger, Kama, Simen Choftas, who suggests that if one writes an oath, it has the same halachic force as if he took the oath verbally, because he is of the opinion that Ksiva Kedibur, writing has the same halachic force as speaking. According to the Chavis Yar, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, it would appear that one can fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer through writing it as well as speaking, since in his view, writing is as good as speaking. Rabbi Akiva Eger, however, disputes the Chavis Yar's assertion and cites our Taisvis as proof that Ksiva Lav Kedibur, writing is not the same halachic force as speech. According to the Chavis Yar, the fact that a mute is able to perform Hafrashas Truma does not prove that Hafrashas Truma can be done by thought without Dibur, because perhaps a mute's act of Hafrashas Truma is only valid if he commits his thoughts to writing. Perhaps merely thinking as to which produce he wants to designate as Truma is insufficient. The fact that Taisvis considered the case of a mute as proof that Hafrashas Truma can be performed in one's mind indicates that Taisvis does not consider writing equivalent to speaking. Daf Nun Tes. The tenth animal can become kosher all by itself, wherever it is, even if it's still left in the corral and he didn't count out as the Asiri. He didn't count it as an Asiri. Rabbi Shimon holds that unless he specifically called out Asiri, the animal is not Kaddish. Finally, Rava said, if the Bailam had 15 lambs, he shouldn't say, I'll pick 10, put them in the corral, and one I'll take from Isa Bahama. The other 5 aren't Nagaya, since now I don't have another 10 animals. It was the first 10 that I have. I'll take one from that. The other 5 I can't do anything with. I don't have another 10. Rather, he should put all 15 into the corral, take out the 10th one that walks through Tachas HaShava, and he should keep 5, so the next time when he has an additional 5, he'll have 10, and then from that he can take off Maaser Behema. Daf Samach. When Rav Huna darshened the halachas on Shabbos de Rigla, which was the Shabbos before the Shalei Shogolim, before Yontif, when large crowds came to shul, he said that if a corral has 2 exits, and there were 19 animals, 9 went out one exit and 9 went out a different exit, the one left over at the end is the Behema of Maaser. The Mishnah. If 2 animals came out at the same time, he should count them as 2. If he only counted them as 1, we'll then have problems with number 9 and number 11, and they cannot be brought then as a carbon. If he mixed up 9, 10, and 11, then all of them have Kedusha. Number 9 can't be eaten until it gets a mum. Number 10 becomes the Behema of Maaser, and number 11 is a Shlomim. Gemara. Rabbi Yechanan says if someone wants, he may count the animals in Zugais, in Paris, and when he gets to 9 and 10, he proclaims the number 10 as Maaser. Rabbi says, if you call animal 10 number 11, there is no Kedusha on that animal, since one already had Kedusha. The Rabbanan hold, Ein Mevin Kachim Lebeis HaPsul. We don't allow even, via a slight possibility, for Kachim to become Pasul, and then if they become Pasul, they'll have to be burnt like Noiser. So we try to avoid that as much as possible. Daf Samach Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda says, anything which is Tmura from Maaser Behema, we let it die. The Gemara says, if the Bailam says to a Shliach, go and take off Maaser Behema for me, and the Shliach makes a mistake and calls number 9 number 10, it has Kedusha, since there's no Hefzid to the Bailam. That's okay. But if he calls number 11 number 10, then it has no Kedusha, since the Bailam will lose in that situation. And the Mishaleach can say, the Bailam can say, L'tukune Shidarticha V'lei Lavasi, I made you a Shliach only for my benefit, not for a loss. Finally, the Masechta ends by telling us that by Truma, if one is generous, he gives 1/40th of the grains for Truma. If he's a Beinoni, in the middle, 1/50th. And if he's stingy, 1/60th. If someone sends a Shliach to take off Truma, and the Shliach does not know what this Balabas is like, is he someone who is generous, or is he a Beinoni, or whatever, he should assume he's a Beinoni and take off 1/50th. What if he took off 1/40th or 1/60th? But the Eved, the Truma is Chal. Even though at 1/40th, he's technically causing a loss to the Balabas, because if the Balabas didn't want to give a 40th, he's really giving more. Anyway, we say that the Truma is Chal. Hadron Allah, Masechta, Becharis.